Every spring in Oklahoma, you see these henbit weeds. That's what it's called, henbit. And they pop up on lawns and on fields and pretty much everywhere. And it's this weed with purple flowers. It's annoying, but it's not really harmful. And they pop up usually late February, early March. You see them all over the place. And then they usually die off before the grass sets in later on. And it's really not a big deal. And I've got a link to on the blog. I've got a link. If you click on it, it shows you a whole bunch of henbit fields. Or you can just do a Google image search for henbit, and you'll see what I'm talking about. When I got this shot, or actually before I got this shot, a couple days before, we were biking past a church, and I saw this field in front of the church that was just covered with purple henbit. And I thought, man, that'd be cool to get a picture. Landscapes, like green landscapes, anyone can get a picture of that. But there's not a whole lot of time during the year when you can get a picture of a purple landscape. So I thought, man, that'd be really cool. And the problem was, when I showed up later, I came by on my way to work, and I only had a few minutes because I didn't want to be late to work. So I tried to get a picture of this purple field. And the problem was that if I focused just on one purple bud, so if I got really close down low and tried to focus on one of these purple henbit weeds, it was lost in a sea of purple, and it just wasn't all that interesting. And I've got a sample shot on the blog where you can see one of the pictures that I tried to get. It's unprocessed, so it's not very, it's kind of dull and whatnot, but you get the point that it's not a very interesting photo. So my solution then was to stand up and get a shot of the whole field. Well, the problem then was 50 millimeters on a crop sensor camera is not very wide, and shots just don't look that interesting. I mean, they certainly can. You certainly can take landscape shots with a 50 mil on a crop camera, but it's not nearly as cool looking as a much wider lens like a even your 18 to 55 millimeter kit lens. Man, you can get some awesome landscape shots at the wide end of things if you shoot at like 18 or 24 millimeters. So my solution then, when my first two tries at getting a photo didn't work out, my solution then was to find some sort of way to contrast an object, a focal point, with the purple. And I saw these white flowers on this tree nearby, which I think is called an Oklahoma white bud, but I'm not really sure. And you can see that this beautiful morning glow is on them. The sun is off on the left-hand side of the picture here, and it's got this really nice light on the flowers. And my goal here was to get a picture of these white flowers with a purple background as a contrasting element here. And again, I had to do all this in the space of just a few minutes because I was on the way to work and I couldn't just sit and spend an hour trying to compose shots and whatnot. And the sun was coming up, so I was losing my nice morning daylight. My goal with this shot is that you would see the flowers first and then maybe the green leaves and think about whatever this tree thing is that has these white flowers. And then in the background, again, this is my intention, is that you will notice there's these big streaks of purple that you don't normally see. And that's the rose of henbit, which there's actually more of it than it looks like here on this photo. But that's my goal, is that you see these purple flowers and then, or these white flowers, and then in the background, all this purple, which is kind of different for a shot like this. It would have been nice to get a bit more purple in the shot, but that's okay. It's all good, and I like this. And honestly, the lesson that I take away from this really has nothing to do with the photo, but in a tangent here, it's actually about how I processed the photo in Lightroom. So I shoot in RAW, and RAW files give you a ton of extra room to play with. But this can also sometimes be a bad thing. So you can adjust parameters all day long. You get all this data for your photo that's lost if you normally shoot in JPEG. And the freedom that RAW gives you is awesome. Highly recommend shooting in RAW. But that can sometimes lead to endless tweaking, which can almost be stifling. And to be honest, I spent way too long on this photo fiddling with the white balance, the black levels, the white levels, the color saturation, tone curve, graduated filter, and I just went on. And it's sort of like the old saying, if you give a mouse a cookie, he'll want a glass of milk to go with it. Well, if you give a photographer a RAW file, he'll want to adjust the white balance. Then he'll want to adjust the contrast, and then the clarity, and then all this other stuff. So my advice to you, or my lesson here that I learned after taking this photo, is don't sweat the details too much. Get the shots you like, certainly, and do what you have to do to get the shots you want, but don't let the editing get in the way of photographing and just being out and getting shots. A bad photo is a bad photo, and sometimes you can't fix things in post, and you just have to cut your losses, go back out there, and get the shots you want. So that's sort of my challenge to you: is don't spend all this time processing. Instead, spend your time practicing and learning and redoing the shots that you didn't take. It's a lot more fun that way too.